Over two centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Ha cha 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 cha.
When the girls and I are not saving the world, we listen to Dooncast.
I go cuckoo for cocoa puffs while listening to Dooncast.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination. Report to the
Yeah. Hello folks, TFG1 Mike here. The intro you just heard will obviously change as we go forward with the all-new Tooncast. Tunes all the time, tunes in the afternoons, after tunes, all that good stuff. I just had to throw something together really quick, and I wanted to use some of the classic Tooncast promos that Tara Strong, Larry Kenny, and a few others had given us over the years. Without any further ado, here's Tooncast, episode 230.
I care about you more than any old egg sandwich.
Oh, grumpy.
Don't go there. I'm on the verge.
Hello and welcome to Tooncast. We are all tunes all the time. I am, of course, TFG and Mike. This is episode 230 of Tooncast. Thankfully, through the magical methology or mathology or whatever you want to call it.
Did you say meth?
Yes, I said meth.
I was going to call myself the Tune Master, but that's already taken. So
yeah, that's already taken. And honestly, I've kind of told him about what we're endeavoring to do that we will reveal later, but it's going to blow his mind because if he can't keep up with Pogs, he ain't going to be able to keep up with Tooncast, all tunes all the time. Yes, Optimus Solo is here, the one and only. We are returning to Tooncast. We're not sure how soon that's going to be. I am about 3 or 4 weeks just removed from brain surgery. Basically, I found out that when I was born with large ventricles in the front, and I have no corpus column. The corpus column is the thing between the two hemispheres in your brain that... It's kind of like a Christmas tree stand, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure. But basically, I was not born with that, so there's that. Basically, what they had to do is they had to drain a... We all have fluid on our brains. Well, I had excess fluid, and they had to drain all that off because for the last 6 months to a year, I was having so many debilitating headaches, like to the point of... There was one time I was sitting here writing one of my daily blog posts for this year, even though I pretty much stopped doing the daily blog thing, where I had to actually... stop what I was writing, save it, go lay down in a dark room because my head hurt so much from just whatever, from having all this fluid on my brain. The surgery went well. I'm feeling much better. I've had exactly one headache like I had before since the surgery. The doctors know about it, but generally I'm fairly pain-free, at least in my head anyway. The rest of my body is another story for another day. So yeah,
and you're always a pain in my ass. So,
well, yeah, likewise. Let's get all these things recorded. March Madness, Buffalo Wild Wings, whatever. But yes, Tooncast.
That was years ago.
Tooncast. We are coming back. The original show was set to be a two-year show, and it was a two-year show. We went through 100 episodes. We had awesome interviews from various people. Tara Strong, Maurice LaMarche, Rob Paulson. I can't think of everybody else off the top of my head right now. 100 cartoon episodes, varying things, basically overall series reviews. And then in 2011, I started Tooncast Beyond, kind of doing the same thing, except with more modern stuff, because the whole point when you and I originally came up with Tooncast was anything from, Looney Tunes era to 1999. Kind of 1999 was kind of the cutoff year for the original Tooncast, and I'm like, hey, well, this is ending. What can I start up now? And let's do more modern stuff. And we did a bunch of the DC animated original movies. We did a bunch of other things. We even brought in DeLorean times to take it back to the original Tooncast with, like, Mega Man and Wacky Races and all that kind of stuff. And it's been 10 years to the day, June 1st, 2019, June 1st, 2009. Not only is June 1st the anniversary of Tooncast, it is the 10-year anniversary of the Geekcast Radio Network. I'll probably link in the post our year 9 history thing that we did, because we're probably not going to be doing a year 10 episode for GCR yet, because not only do I have stuff going on, you have stuff going on. Steve is moving from Michigan to Colorado for work and to have a whole new life with him and his family, his wife, his kids, all that stuff. So there's a lot of life stuff going on right now at the Geekcast Radio Network. Pretty much the Pullbag is the only podcast that is consistently running weekly at this point.
Yeah, if you break it down, Steve's changed jobs. He's changed locations multiple times. As far as that goes, you've changed locations, gotten married, and are going to change locations again, had brain surgery. I got married. Dan had a second child this last week. It's been, everything's been up in the air because one of the four of us is going to be on almost every podcast that's put out from the network. So since all four of us have had stuff going on, it's all been kind of a little bit crazy.
Very, very
to
crazy.
To say the least.
But it has been a wild 10-year ride for this show.
Yeah, and for those that have not been listening the whole time, since it has been around for many, many years, you know, you might just be picking it up now and, you know, be wondering what's in the back catalog. Obviously, you can search most of that through your podcast apps and iTunes, etc. But I think it'd be fun to kind of go through a little bit of what we did, both in Classic and Beyond, just to give people, I know you mentioned some of them, but just go a little bit more in depth of what kind of stuff you can find in the back catalog.
Oh, absolutely.
We've had some different features and some different spotlights and things of that nature. I got it all pulled up here. It started, honestly, just to kind of give you guys a little bit of inside baseball, I guess. It started with just Mike and I kind of choosing some of our favorite cartoons that we wanted to discuss. So that's what you get a lot in that first, like, 20 episodes, where we're talking about, like, the Animaniacs and Tiny Toons and Thundercats, mm-hmm. and, you know, there's a big He-Man episode. There's a, you know, Gem.
Wait a minute. I am very proud of myself, because the big episode 10 of Tooncast has been missing for probably half of the last 10 years, and I finally found it. I finally got it back, and it is finally online. The whole 4 hours is finally online again. So...
so it's finally back there. So that's kind of what the first, like, 20 or so episodes were. Then we started throwing in episode 22, I believe, was our first of the Charlie Brown type episode.
Yep. Great Pumpkin, yeah.
With his different specials, and that kind of has been scattered throughout the rest of Tooncast. I think we've covered, you know, at least a half a dozen of those.
Yeah, Great Pumpkin, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, Valentine's Day. Yep.
Yeah, so we covered those throughout. We did our first movie review on episode 24 the original Tooncast. That was Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yep.
Right. And then we had our first spotlight, which was, we kind of broke this into two different sections, but we did our first half of the Disney spotlight, where we were covering Disney animated movies, stuff like Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, Aladdin, Jungle Book, etc. We did that in two chunks. So you see a bunch of those in kind of the 20s and 30s, and then we jump into them again in the 80s for those episodes. So that was fun. That was a good look back at some of those. For us, some that we had just hadn't watched since we were kids, some that we've watched multiple times, but it was a good kind of way to go through one after the other and kind of see how they all stack up.
Yeah, I remember when we originally did it that you and I kind of went back and forth, like, that's my favorite. Well, that's my favorite. Well, that's my favorite. Well, that's my favorite. You know, so the first, you know, 31 through 34 were kind of like our favorites. Like, you obviously, and I'm not saying this is not my favorite, it is obviously, but like, we both love Aladdin. I think one of your choices was The Jungle Book, and then I chose Sword in the Stone and Oliver and Company. And then when we went to it later, we said, hey, let's just do it in release order, or whatever ones we're missing, or whatever classic ones that we want to talk about, we'll do it in the order that they were theatrically released. One of the big things about Tooncast is our very first interview was none other than Mr. Larry Kenny.
When I'm not ridding Third Earth of Mumra's evil, I'm enjoying Tooncast with the other Thundercats.
Yeah, from Thundercats fame. Yep. So that was definitely a big deal and a lot of fun. Mike mentioned some of the other interviews we did along the way.
Tara Strong we also got into a between 34 and 35.
Paulson.
Yeah, Rob Paulson, Maurice LaMarche, like I mentioned earlier. Go ahead, what were you going to say?
Neil Ross, I think, was in there somewhere.
Neil Ross was actually the... did we
still
do him
connected
twice?
Some way, shape, or form,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, anyways, after that, we kind of went into a mini Hanna-Barbera spotlight. We thought that would be fun, and I did enjoy that a lot. So we got to go through... this is episode 40 through about 47 with one Charlie Brown episode in there. But we got to cover some of the classics like Huckleberry Hound, Yogi Bear, Hong Kong Phooey, Captain Caveman, that type of stuff. So that was a lot of fun to go through. Obviously, there's more Hanna-Barbera out there, but we kind of picked and choose some of our favorites or some of the ones we were interested in to see if they stood up or whatnot. So that was a good time. You did a couple episodes on Sonic. So we went at that point, we kind of went back into some of the ones that kind of each pick and stuff that we liked. So you had your Sonic stuff. I got to throw in some Care Bears and Inspector Gadget, I think, in there.
Yep.
We did some Gummy Bears, Barons and Bears, SWAT Cats. I think Steve was big on that one.
Yep, SWAT Cats.
So we just kind of a variety of stuff that we just kind of liked, and we kind of did that through the rest of, you know, basically 50 through almost 80 until we went into that Disney spotlight again.
Yep.
And then it kind of you took a turn into the DC.
Yep, the DC world. Animated universe. Yep. We had we kind of finished off the Disney thing with, you know, Aristocats and Little Mermaid, Lion King. Then we did Top Cat, Recess, and then episode 93, Batman the Animated Series. Oh, crap. Episode 94 is missing off of Spreaker. I'll have to add that back in. Damn it.
Superman the Animated Series.
Superman the Animated Series. 95 was Batman Beyond. Oh, it's here. It's misdated. What the hell? Anyway.
But yeah, Zeta Project, Static Shock,
Justice League, Justice League Unlimited. Also had an interview, our first interview, that was back when Tara was still doing stuff with us. And eventually we will get back to doing stuff with Tara at some point. All of our lives have changed so much, so reconnecting will be good, but it's hard scheduling stuff these days. We interviewed Jason Marsden, mainly because at the time we were doing the DC stuff and he was the voice of Gear in Static Shock, but obviously Jason Marsden has been many other characters in many other things. Obviously, most famously, Max Goof, the son of Goofy. You know, he was on Boy Meets World as Eric's best friend, kind of a thing. And then, you know, we had Tara Strong return talking about playing Harley Quinn. We had episode 100, which was a look back, which was obviously 2 years after we initially started. More interviews,
right, so
kind of. Go ahead.
That was kind of the identity of the original Tooncast.
Yep. A couple
more
interviews.
So we picked a lot of old cartoons.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
A couple more interviews that happened, like Patrick Fraley and John Semper Jr. And let's see, what else? I don't know. Other things. Like, we had two interviews with Neil Ross. And we finally got, after years and years and years, it took almost 9 of the 10 years for us to finally get an interview with Tom Ruger. So we got that. You know, I think, was it 20? Yeah, it was around 2016 where I'm like, everyone always complains about Tooncast episode 30 because, you know, the times were, you know, difficult back then and having to record off of cell phones and things like that. Everyone always complains about that audio in the holiday show, and I'm like, how can we fix this? Well, here's 25 days of Toon Christmas. And
yeah, that comes a little bit later.
Well, yeah, but
you're jumping ahead, sir.
Well, you know.
But yeah, the identity of the original Tooncast, you know, it was old cartoons that were our favorites. We had the Disney spotlight, the Charlie Brown stuff, the Hanna-Barbera spotlight, and then the DC was kind of a wraparound. So that's kind of how we connected the old Tooncast with Tooncast Beyond, because you had covered some of the ones that predated.
Yep.
And then in Tooncast Beyond covered some of the ones that had come since then. So that's kind of how we opened up Tooncast Beyond. You did like a 15 episode arc of more DC stuff. So that was kind of the transition into Tooncast Beyond. I know you had some special co-hosts with you for those episodes, since I'm not a DC animated person. Who all was with you on those episodes?
A number of people. I couldn't even tell you.
JT probably was in there.
Oh yeah, JT. There's a couple of famous moments in Tooncast Beyond, actually. Episode one was the Superhero Squad show, which is the Marvel show. That was the first and only time Chuck Dog 1999 was on Tooncast. We obviously interviewed Tom Kenny, voice of SpongeBob. We interviewed Christy Marks. I think that was our second time. We've interviewed Christy like three or four times. So during this time, there was, I think it was the All-Star Superman review. There was an outtake that is like, I think I still have it or Steve still has it or whatever. TV's Mr. Neal, his buddy Ben Carver, the host, and also friends with JT. Ben is a talker more than either one of us. And I mean, my wife tells me all the time, and everyone tells, I talk. This guy just is a freight train when he's talking, and I just went. It's not on any episode. I cut it out, obviously, but I just went off on this guy. But I remember like. Part of the All-Star Superman episode was, one of the outtakes was, oh my god, look at All-Star Superman. What is that an acronym to? Oh my god, that movie is ass. So there's that. Nice. We did the one special episode covering Duck Dodgers, the Green Loon Turn, where Kevin Smith was Hal Jordan in Duck Dodgers. Like you said, Batman Year One, we started doing DeLorean Time stuff with Mega Man and Reboot and Fleischer Superman and all of that. Yeah, the first...
Then got into more comic stuff.
It was heavy comic cartoon stuff all the way up until episode...
35.
30, yeah, the first basically 35, because...
We were kind of doing seasons at that point, so that was the season four.
Yeah.
Or comic books. So the first 35 episodes were all comic book related with a few DeLorean times thrown in there to break it up a little bit and connect it back to the old one. And then you got into a new season after that, which was Dream season.
It was the death of me. Like I didn't want to do Tooncast ever again after that. Like
he was covering like Shrek. Madagascar.
The four Shrek movies they're not the best, but they're okay. But you get into, like you said, Chicken Run and Shark Tale and Madagascar and Over the Hedge. B-Movie wasn't that bad, but, you know, you get into that kind of stuff. Kung Fu Panda, How to Train Your Dragon, like Monsters vs. Aliens and Megamind, like all that. During this time, we had an interview with Josh Keaton. You and I did DeLorean Time on Mysterious Cities of Gold, which everybody apparently except me absolutely loves that show. Again,
and it's come back now. There's a reboot of that, so that's crazy. My favorite part of the DreamWorks season was the DeLorean Times, because we got Mysterious Cities of Gold, The Raccoons, Denver the Last Dinosaur, Get Along Gang, and Adventures of Little Koala.
Oh, yes. Adventures of Little Koala. What an outtake that was. That's on YouTube.
After the DreamWorks season, that's when you guys did your spotlight on the
animation direction with TV's Mr. Neal and I. We covered we started with Walt Disney. We went to Bob Clampett, Tex Avery, Friz Freleng, Robert McKimson, Bill Melendez, the Fleischers, Walter Lantz and Oob Iwerks, Hanna and Barbera, obviously, Mel Blanc. Now, animation direction, Mel Blanc. Okay, yes, Mel wasn't an animation director, but Mel Blanc was the voice of animation in that era, pretty much. Like, very rarely did you ever see any other voice. It's the way his deal was. You never, like, anytime you hear June Foray as Witch Hazel or whatever, you don't see her name. You just don't, because Mel cut that really lucrative deal thing. Right. Chuck Jones. During this time, I interviewed John Semper Jr. for 20 years of Spider-Man the Animated Series. And then we had episode 58. Oh, God. Let It Go.
Covered Frozen, one of the best Disney movies of the last decade.
No.
Yeah. And then we took an interesting turn... because that's when we started sprinkling in, or you started sprinkling in a different way to do Tooncast, where we were looking at entire seasons at a time. Yep. So that's where we got like Gravity Falls and TMNT 2003, Dodgers, Tiny Toons. You did some X-Men, Spider-Man, Stripperella even got in there somehow. So that was a new direction where we were looking at like entire seasons in one episode. So kind of our thoughts on season one or our thoughts on season two, et cetera. So kind of shaped a little bit of kind of the a look into the future in a way. I guess, so to speak, but we're ever trying to evolve how we look at the cartoons and how we cover them and different ways to do it to keep things fresh. So that's kind of going to be key as we kind of move forward. How did you enjoy all those season looks?
I enjoyed them. I thought it was more freeing because I could just say what my favorite episodes were or why I liked that episode as a favorite episode kind of thing. And again, it was a way to look at the overall without looking at like 10 seasons of TMNT 87. In one episode, which we had already done, kind of a thing.
Yeah, because we had had those just quick overviews, which are just a snapshot of stuff. Like, we might have watched, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 episodes, sometimes more, if we had time and if we had the interest. You know, we watched a variety of episodes, but it was just a quick overview of the series overall. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, we have our full-on review shows that we were doing at the time, where we go episode by episode through stuff like the different Transformers series and the different He-Man series, etc. Mask comes to mind. So we've done both, and this is kind of a hybrid of that, where we don't go episode by episode and have a whole drawn out like 20 episode podcast or 30 episode podcast on just a show, but it's more than just the overview.
Yeah.
So it was kind of an in-depth look at one season. So kind of a maybe a little best of both worlds, so to speak.
Yep. Kind of like a snapshot. I mean, really, you know, you look at it in a snapshot kind of way of, hey, this is just season one. This is what happens in season one. And this is why we like certain things about season one. This is where we feel that certain things should improve with.
Takes a little bit more work on our part to watch a whole season versus just a couple episodes, but not as much work as watching
a whole entire series.
Yep. So it's kind of, like I said, a middle ground there. And that's when you got into, it was holiday time, so that's when you tried to redo your holiday and did your 25 days of Christmas.
Yeah, and Mike, it's coming back.
Huge ideas.
So when I originally had this idea, I looked everywhere. I looked at BehindTheVoiceActors.com. I looked at IMDb. I looked at Wikipedia. I looked at every single thing I could find that had every single series, American animation. What I mean by that is it was released here in America, like The Simpsons or like Alvin and the Chipmunks or, Day 7 of 25 Days of Christmas, the only time Ren and Stimpy will ever be covered on Tooncast. Doug's Christmas, Powerpuff Girls Christmas, you know, it just whatever had a Christmas episode. It wasn't about, oh, does this show have a whole season of Christmas? No, just one episode. We did a bunch of that stuff. We did we even went back and did like a Flintstone Christmas Carol. We did a Wonderful Tiny Toons Christmas. And we did classic stuff like obviously How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that kind of stuff as well. I actually, when I made that list, I got 50 days. So there's still going to be another 25 days at some point, one of these years. I don't know when, but because you want to talk about a lot of work. That's a lot of work. That's daily podcasting. Even though we pre-recorded most of that stuff, it's still getting it ready to air each frigging day of the week for 25 days.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So then we were kind of finished up Tooncast Beyond with a few more looks at different seasons and things of that nature as we were kind of plotting our way to the future.
To the future. And the final episode of Tooncast Beyond is Back to the Future, the animated series, which is a really fun, interesting series that doesn't really stand the test of time, sadly. I mean, it's a good series, but I don't know. I wish there was more story-driven, like, instead of episode of the week kind of thing, I wish it was more, like, you know, story-driven kind of things. But, you know, it was done back, you know, during Back to the Future and all of that and whatever.
Yeah. And that kind of leads us to where we are today.
Where we are today, and oh my God. You're going to think we're nuts, folks. Cause...
We are.
Well, that's
no
true.
No picking involved. That's how we got ourselves to this spot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Actually too much thinking. That wasn't no thinking. It was too much thinking.
Yeah, so let me just pull this up here.
Here's the thing, guys, before Mike even starts. What we've learned in the last 10 years is that if Mike and I ever are allowed to actually have free time due to life circumstances or whatever the case may be, and we happen to find ourselves, on Skype or on Facebook Messenger or whatever ways we communicate, depending on what year it is, if we find ourselves together and we start brainstorming or shooting ideas off of each other, crazy stuff ensues.
Extremely so, crazy stuff. So
that is a true statement.
So basically, there's going to be Tooncast episodes 5 days a week.
Eventually,
whether that starts now or next year or whatever, but eventually there's basically, I've hashtagged it Aftertunes because they're going to air every afternoon at, I think, 2 Eastern, 1
sometime
Central, or sometime after 12 p.m. And how we're going to do this, folks, go ahead.
I just want to say the idea here is to a couple of things. Number one, obviously, as we've just mentioned, we've done a lot of series where we've covered episode by episode. You know, we did the Masked Mayhem. We've done a gazillion years on He-Man where we've gone through all the different series of there. Mike and some other co-hosts and sometimes me as a special guest have gone through a lot of the Transformers series, et cetera. And what happens now that we're having life and whatnot is that trying to pull off what we used to do, which is each do like 3, 4, 5 podcasts at the same time, is challenging.
It's very challenging. So there are not going to be any more individual review shows for cartoons. It's all going to be here on Tooncast.
Right. So we've found a way to kind of combine the best of both worlds where we'll be able to do that on Tooncast, and we won't necessarily be locked into, one show. Only we can bounce around and do multiple shows, covering them episode by episode, having some that maybe we look at more of just an overview, maybe have some special episodes where we look at some the animated movies based on those cartoon shows that came out over the years. So we'll have some flexibility, but it's kind of the best of both worlds where we can kind of do those in-depth looks, but give people a variety of different shows to look at instead of just the one for an extended period of time. Yeah. So and we might not start right away with all 5 days of the week having episodes, but that is what we will work towards.
Yes, exactly. The initial full week of Tunes series, I've been wanting to do this since I don't even know. So back when we were doing separate review shows, because my thinking was, every show has to have its own thing, because that way on iTunes and wherever, people can leave each show a review. So we are going to go back to all of the Turtles cartoons, 87, 03, and 2012. I am fairly certain we're not going to cover the current Rise of the TMNT because that's just not directed at us. I don't want to give too many negative things off here, but basically 87, 03, and 2012 are what's going to be covered under this, and I've been wanting to call it this forever. It's going to be called Dining on Turtle Soup, because that was what Shredder wanted to do all the time in 87, so that takes care of the turtles. Then we're going to have Hawk Haven, which is Silverhawks. Then we're going to have Eye of Thundera, which is Thundercats. Central Organization of Podcast Specialists, which will be COPS. And then Real American Podcast, we're going to rap about G.I. Joe. And we're going to have a bunch of other things as well. So what these individual things within Tooncast are going to do is, each day, we're going to take a look at 5 episodes, a full week of cartoons, Monday through Friday. So with Thundercats, the first 5 episodes of season 1 in one podcast episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1 week in one daily podcast. So You've got listed down here, and these may or may not change, but basically, like, Fighting Crime Fridays for Cops, so we'll release the Cops episodes on Fridays. TMNT Tuesdays with the Turtles, we'll release the Turtles podcast on Tuesdays. Thursdays on Thundera. We haven't figured out for Silverhawks or G.I. Joe yet, but, you know, in the meantime, starting off after this episode of the show, we've got Monday Masters with the 2002 series that we're doing on Powers of Grayskull, which will be syndicated on over here to Tooncast as well to get the Tooncast listeners listening to the last, you know, 7 years of the new adventures of He-Man.
Ugh. And to give the Pogs listeners something to listen to after we're done with Pogs.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be one wild ride. And right now there are no plans to do any animated movies or anything like that, because that would just be too much.
No, I'm talking about, when I mention animated movies, I'm talking about, like, the, you know, like when we're talking about G.I. Joe.
Right, those episodes, right.
Being G.I. Joe the movie or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. No. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, because we're doing this by season with 5 episodes per podcast.
Right.
Like, originally I wanted to do, like, episode 248. Like, instead of doing Silverhawks season 1 episode 16 to 20, which is 247, 248 have something like Despicable Me 3 or Despicable Me 1 and 2 or whatever. Just, you know, have a movie and like a just a regular old episode. We're not doing that for a while because we want to get through this new format. We want to get through these series kind of a thing. I can already tell you, folks, I'm actually going to change it right now. With how life is going, we're probably not going to get to the second 25 days of Tooncast Christmas until next year, 2020, because there's just so much going on with my wife and I and just everything else. I mean, we're good and all that as far as relationship and everything else, but just life is kind of kicking our ass right now. But yeah, I mean, that's essentially what Tooncast All Tunes All the Time is going to be. It's going to be, you know, a new way to look at the cartoons. It's going to be this hopefully interesting new thing. Hopefully we don't overload people with, you know, daily episodes. And they're not going to start out daily right away.
Right.
They're just not. There's just no way we can, because it
probably
takes
one a week for a little while, then eventually 2 a week, and then eventually 3 a week, and then
yep.
Keep going.
Yep, absolutely.
But there's a lot to cover. If you have specific stuff that you're dying for us to cover, we can't guarantee we'll cover it, but you can let us know and give us your feedback on cartoons that you'd really love to see us talk about. But we have the first batch definitely picked out already, but we might be up for at least listening to some feedback as far as what we might cover down the line in the future. But we have a lot of stuff that we can hit right now, so we got a lot of cartoons jotted down that could be potential fillers once we finish the first round. So
yep, absolutely. And it's gonna be a journey, folks, and hopefully everyone sticks with us with this, because according to Steve, Tooncast ATTF and TFG, All Things Transformers, and the TFG1 podcast are, Tooncast is obviously at the forefront, the most listened to podcasts on Geekcast Radio Network. So we're giving
especially
you more content. What?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
So especially when I'm the co-host.
Right. You know, so we are going to be giving you more content, folks. We're going to just overload you, and we're going to overload ourselves, and who the hell knows where this is going to go. It's just going to be one giant animated adventure.
Might be a giant animated explosion.
Yep. Hey, as long as we don't have to go to Vegas and watch Miles Mayhem try to steal gold.
Animation explosions aren't too bad, though, because you don't have to clean them up.
Very true. Very,
and I don't think you get arrested for them.
Not yet. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things you can get arrested for these days, but I don't think Donald Trump has made animation explosions illegal just yet.
Nah, not yet. But there's a lot of stuff we could be covering, so keep your eyes peeled. You know, we got 80 action shows. There could be some Disney afternoon shows. There could be some Warner Brothers stuff we haven't gotten to yet. Who knows if Scooby-Doo or Garfield eventually make some appearances. There's Hanna-Barbera stuff we haven't touched. So, I mean, there's the possibilities are endless. So yeah. Never know where we're going to go.
And I know I've been teasing this for years, just like I've been teasing the TFG2 podcast for years. Like Kevin just mentioned about Disney Afternoon, we may do that in this new format with 5 days a week on certain... Like, originally I was just going to do each season of each of those shows, like Darkwing Duck and Tailspin and all that. Well, we may apply it to, depending on how many episodes there are for each season of each show, we may apply that to this new format as well. So basically you could have, you know, Disney Afternoon for 6 months. You never know. However long it ends up taking us to get these done. And it's, like we said, it's going to be a fun new way for us and for the listeners and for everybody to re-explore these cartoons in a way that we haven't done before.
Absolutely. And I view it kind of like that. That's why I was interested in doing this in the first place, because there's a lot of people that have, you know, cartoons from their childhood sitting on their DVD shelves or, you know, whatever, and, you know, are looking for a reason to watch one or looking for a reason to put it in, or would like to put it in, but then don't because there's nobody to share that with. Well, we're kind of that outlet for you guys. We can share it with you. We can talk about it. You can watch them and then listen to us talk about it, or vice versa, and it can kind of be an experience for everybody and give you a reason to go bust those old shows and relive some of your childhood.
Exactly. Absolutely. I think that's going to do it for us here on Tooncast episode 230. This was our special announcement of what's already happened, a look back, and it's also a look ahead for Tooncast, all tunes, all the time, here on the Geekcast Radio Network. You can find me online at TFG and Mike. You can follow at GCR and Tooncast, or even at Tooncast Beyond, even though Tooncast Beyond is essentially retired at this point. But at GCR and Tooncast is the show Twitter. At Geekcast Radio is the network Twitter. What is your Twitter, sir?
At Optimus Solo. Mike forgot what he was doing.
Well, I forgot what the damn catchphrase to this show was. We haven't done it in so long. I don't want to say keep watching your tunes or whatever, because that's it, no. And I don't want to say, you know, we watch these cartoons so you don't have to, because that's an old that guy with the glasses bit.
And that doesn't apply to this, because we want you to watch these.
Well, obviously, hello. yeah, we'll figure out a catchphrase. So until next time, we will catch you around in the aftertunes.
Such a fresh, now what went wrong?
You ain't gonna hit me again, are you?
Now he ought to know better than that.
You would not believe what I've been through tonight.
Darling, are you okay?
I feel fresh, healthy.
It's terrible.
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.